Today we're going to learn Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We left off at the two dots on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, so already pretty much 8-10 lines down the page. We're up to Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. Remember, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah whether a child is allowed to read the Megillah for us or not. Tanakama said no. Rabbi Yehuda said yes, a child is allowed to. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda says, not only is a child allowed to, but Katan Hayisi, when I was a child, V'karise L'mala Rabbi Tarfon, I was a Zakenim below. I used to read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim in the town of Lod. And no one had any problem with that. So isn't that a greatest proof that a child is allowed to read the Megillah? Samuel V'cham Satim, Ein Mavien Rayim, in a Katan. You can't bring a proof from a child, meaning you're telling us something that you remember as a child. You can't bring a proof from what someone's memories are as a child, because children very often don't remember things all that well. So maybe you're getting part of the story wrong. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. So the Brisa tells us a different story of someone else who claimed to have read the Megillah when they were a Katan. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Katani, you see, when I was a child, Vikarise Lemalame Rebbe Yehuda, I read the Megillah in front of Rebbe Yehuda, and he had no problem with it, so don't you see a child's allowed to read the Megillah? Amar Lo, so the Chama said to him, yeah, but that was in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein mevi'in rayim in a matir. You can't bring a proof to what we hold from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda held that you're allowed to read the Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda is the guy in our Mishnah who says that a child's allowed to read the Megillah. No one else agrees with him. So you can't bring a proof just because Rabbi Yehuda allowed it. So, but v'leimerle ein mevi'in rayim in a katan. Shouldn't they be able to tell him that his proof is not a good proof anyway, because he's just doing it from his memory as when he was a child, and you can't bring a proof from a child and from a child's memory? So says Gemara, yeah, that's true also. They were saying, we have two problems with your testimony about how a child is allowed to read the Megillah. First of all, you were a child, and therefore your testimony doesn't count for anything. And furthermore, even if you weren't a child, even if you were an adult, you can't bring a proof from the guy who holds that it's mutter, says the Mishnah. Ein karin es haMegillah. So yeah, I don't think we need a main point on that. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein karin es haMegillah v'lo malin v'lo tovlin v'lo mazin v'chein shomeres yom k'neged yom lo tidbol ad shetanei tzachama. When it comes to several halachos, you have to wait till daybreak in order to do them. You have to wait till sunrise, I should say, in order to do them. You're not allowed to read the Megillah during the day until sunrise. You're not allowed to give a bris milah until sunrise. Can't do it at night. You're not allowed to go to the mikvah until sunrise. You're not allowed to sprinkle the ashes of a paraduma. That's mazin. You're not allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma until sunrise. And also, a woman who's shomeres yom k'neged yom, important concept. Shomeres yom k'neged yom means, it's somewhat complicated. If a woman sees blood, so there are two different times of the month that she could technically see blood. The month is divided into two parts. One part is called the Yemei Nida, the days where she's eligible to be a Nida. And the other part is called the Yemei Ziva, the days that she's eligible to become a Zava. During the Yemei Nida, if a woman sees blood, she's automatically Tamei for 7 days. Doesn't matter how long she sees blood. It could be for 1 minute, could be for 6.5 days. She's Tamei for 7 days. But during the Yemei Ziva, it's a little more complicated. If she sees blood for only 1 day during the Yemei Ziva, she's Tamei that day, and she has to make sure the next day she doesn't see blood, she goes to the mikvah and she's tahora. If she sees blood for 2 days, she's tamei for those 2 days, and she has to make sure on the third day that she doesn't see blood, she's tahora, she goes to the mikvah. If she sees blood for 3 days during the Yemei Ziva consecutively, she then needs 7 consecutive clean days before she can become tahora. But a shomeres yom keneged yom means that she saw dam for either 1 or 2 days, and she's only waiting that one extra day now before becoming tahora. So lo titbal ad shetanei tzachama. She cannot go to the mikvah until sunrise on that second day. Let's say she saw blood on 1 day of the Yemei Ziva. She has to wait till sunrise on the second day before she goes to the mikvah. But all these halachos, even though normally you're really supposed to wait for sunrise, the kulan sha'asum, yishalam rashachar, kasher. If any of these people did any of these mitzvos or any of these requirements from Amud HaShachar is before sunrise, when the first rays of light start coming above the horizon, that's kosher. That's already considered morning enough for it to be okay. So says Gemara, min Allah, and how do I know that these things need to be done during the daytime? Damar Krak, as the pasuk says, v'hayomim ha'ele niskarim v'nasim. So b'yomim, b'laylalo, about the Megillah it says, v'hayomim ha'ele, that these days are niskarim v'nasim, that you do the Megillah on these days, only during a daytime and not during a nighttime. But isn't this a tiyufta on Rabbi Shimon Levi? Isn't this a bomb kasha on Rabbi Shimon Levi? Because Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that a person has to read the Megillah at nighttime also. So how can you say that only the daytime is kosher for Kriyas Megillah? So says Gemara, ki katani adiyom. No, the Mishnah of course agrees you're supposed to read the Megillah at nighttime also. The Mishnah is just saying that to be yotze your daytime reading, you should wait until sunrise. And b'di'avad at losa shachar amud shachar is good enough. That's about the daytime reading, but of course there's a nighttime reading as well. So that's not against anybody. V'lo malin, the Mishnah also said bris milah can only be after sunrise. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says uvayom hashmini yimol, on the eighth day we give a bris milah. V'lo tovel v'lo masin, we don't tovel or sprinkle with the ashes of the paradum until daytime. How do I know that? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says v'hiza atar al tameh. Bayom hashlishi, bayom hashvi'i. It says that we do the sprinkling on the third day, the seventh day. How do I know about going to the mikvah? Because ve'iskish tvila lahazaya. The Torah links and connects going to a mikvah with the sprinkling of the paraduma waters. So whatever the halacha is by the sprinkling, the halacha is by tevila as well. V'chein shomeres yom. Can I actually main point number two? Because we already did main point number one yesterday. Main point number two is Megillah, Mila, Tvila, and Hazaya all should be done after sunrise. And B'diavet are kosher from Amar HaShachar. V'chein Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Lotit Balat Shetanei Tzachama. We said a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, a woman who saw blood for one day during the days of Ziva should not go to the mikveh until the following morning after sunrise. So says Mar Pshita, of course she has to wait till the following morning. Anyone who goes to the mikveh, we said, has to go to the mikveh during the daytime. So why would Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom be any different? It's in the same Mishnah. We just said that Tevila has to be during the daytime. So says Mar, no, it's Tzrich. We need to be told Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom separately, because Salka Daita Chamina, we would have thought Tavi Kiri'ir Rishona Shel Zav, that Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom should have the same status of a male Zav, a man who sees some emission come out of his body, and the halacha is v'ri'ir rishona shel zav iskish lebalkeri. So a man who has this emission that comes out of his body is just like a balkeri. Balkeri is an important concept. It means a person who had semen coming out of his body, a man who had a seminal emission. D'chsiv zos toras hazav asher teitzim ben shichva zera. We link a zav, a male zav, with someone who had shichva zera, who had semen come out of his body. Ma bal Balkeri tovel b'yom, so just like a balkeri, we know the halacha is he's tovel on that day that he becomes a balkeri. He doesn't have to count or wait or anything. If he became balkeri at 10 o'clock in the morning, he can go to the mikveh at 11 and he's tar by that night. Hainami litvol b'yomei. I might think that a zav also should be tovel that same day. And therefore, I might think the zava should, who's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, the woman who's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, should be tovel v'habi yomama lo matzi tovel. She obviously can't be tovel that day, d'chsiv kol yomei zova k'mishkav midasa, because we consider her tamei for the entire day, so she obviously can't be tovel that day. Yela, but b'layla miyasli avid mixa shimra v'titpal. But at the very least, I would think she could be tovel that night, wait for that night a little bit, and call that the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, count that as her counting her day, and let her go to the mikveh that night. So that's why we need to be told separately. Kamash Milan, Kivan Debaya Svira, Svira Biyamamihi. That's why it comes to tell me now, since she needs a counting, counting can only be done during the daytime and not during the nighttime. Main point number three over here, there's a Havamina that a Shomeres Yom would be Tovel at night. That's why it teaches us Svira is only during the day. Shomeres Yom has a requirement of Sfira, of counting, and counting only happens during the day. Let's go a little further. Hasn't even been 10 minutes yet. V'kulan sha'asu mishallah mirashachar kasher. So we said that any of these things, if you do them as soon as it comes to Amud HaShachar, it's kasher already at Amud HaShachar, at the first rays of light. So minan imili. How do we know that that's true? Amar Rava, the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Vayikra Elokim la'or yom. God called Or Yom. What does it mean he called Or Yom? L'meiruba karu yom. To that which begins to give off light, he called day. So it's already called daytime when the first rays of light begin to come. So says Gemara, is that true? Elameata. How do you read the second half of the pasuk? That's true. Ulechoshech kara laila. L'machshech uba kara laila. When it says ulechoshech kara laila, it means when it begins to get dark, it's already called night. We know that that's not true, because we hold that until three stars come out, way after it begins to get dark, it's night. But prior to that, even when it begins to get dark, it's not night at all. It's only night way afterwards, when three stars come out. So you can't read the first half of the pasuk that when it begins to get light, it's called daytime. Rabbi Zera says, no, we learn from the following. That people who go out to do work, the pasuk describes, already hold their tools and go out to do work from alos hashachar until tzeis hakochavim. Va'omer, when they describe their work, they say, v'hayu lanu halayla l'mishmar. So it says that layla is l'mishmar, and the yom is l'malacha, that the daytime is reserved for work. So you see that work is defined by daytime activity, and work is done from alos hashachar until tzeis hakochavim. So you see that already starting at alos hashachar, it's already called daytime. My viomer, what is the second pasuk coming to teach me? Why wasn't one pasuk enough? V'chitevim mishalom amud hashachar lav yamama. If you say that amud hashachar is not really day, u'mechiar v'shim shalele, and really when the sun sets, it's already night, and the only reason we describe people working from amud hashachar till tzeis hakochavim is because v'inu mekad mi amachashchi. These are people who start working before the daytime begins and finish working after daytime already ended. So tashma, that's why we have another pasuk. Then no, the malacha was done only in the yom. The pasuk says that the work day that's described is a work day. It's only work being done during the day. So we know that the definition of the word day is starting at Amud HaShachar and going until Tzeis HaKochavim. And that's why all of these halachos in the Mishnah can already be done starting at Amud HaShachar, and you don't have to wait till sunrise. So again, main point number one now on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the day begins from Amud HaShachar. And we know that from the pasuk in Nehemiah, not from the pasuk of Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. Day begins from Amud HaShachar. We derive this from pasuk in Nehemiah, and not from the pasuk of Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. Because remember, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom can't mean that when it starts getting light, it's called day. Because the reverse, the counterpoint would have been that when it starts getting dark, it's night, and we know that that's simply not true. Okay, we'll stop at the Mishnah. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up next time at the Mishnah.